T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sentencing day for one of President Trump's closest allies, Roger Stone. That sentence could be meaningless based on what the president's been tweeting about the case and his clemency spree this week. Let's go live now to CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. So, Stephen, I guess we can expect there'll be a lighter sentence than the prosecutors had wanted.
Well, we really will have to see. You know, look, Roger Stone, for all the counts on which he was convicted in November of obstructing the congressional investigation into Russian election interference, he faces a maximum of 50 years in prison. But no one expects that the judge who will hear this case and who will issue the sentence later this morning will issue a sentence that big. Remember, last week, the big controversy was when the prosecutors who were handling the case on behalf of the Justice Department recommended 7 to 9 years in prison, and the president spoke out about how he saw that as a miscarriage of justice, and Attorney General Bill Barr overruled the line prosecutor's decision, leaving them to leave the case. So the Justice Department's official position going into today's sentencing hearing is to say, well, we're not going to make a recommendation. We're going to leave it in the hands of the court to decide. So that's why all eyes are on this particular judge, who yesterday said that the concern raised by Stone's attorney about the potential of a jury problem will be addressed in the future. Because the jury forewoman, it turns out, had something on her Twitter page that indicated she had feelings about Roger Stone, not particularly positive feelings, before she was seated on the jury. So we're going to find out later this morning what the sentence is. And then the big question, of course, which is what you asked, is whether President Trump will pardon Roger Stone, his friend and longtime political mentor. The president, when he's been asked about this in recent days, has said he doesn't want to talk about it now, but he also believes that Roger Stone has been treated very unfairly by prosecutors.
Yeah, it's a lot going on, a lot of moving parts in that story. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.